Shalom Aleichem. Parshas Bichu Kosai. We'll be brief this week. Baruch Hashem, is a lot going on. We have a new grandson, and the Riss is on Shabbos, so we will be brief. At least I'll try. At any event, let's take a look. It says at the very end of the section of Brachos, Perek Chavav, Pasuk Yud Beis, after describing if we indeed follow the route of remaining connected to the Rabbonu Shalom, doing that which is incumbent upon us, living the way we're supposed to live, etc., etc. So the Chumash says, V'salachti b'sochechem, v'yisi lochem l'elokim, v'atem tiuli la'am. Ani Hashem elokechem, shavotzeisi eschem yaretz Yitzrayim, yos lahem avladim, Veshbor motos ulchem v'olech eschem komemius. So this, at the end of the brachos, again, right immediately after this, we begin right lohalein with the klolos, the tochacha. Fact is, it's very interesting. It says that Ezra was masaking to read the brachos and klolos twice a year, and it was even when Klal Yisrael would only finish the entire Chumash. After a three-year cycle, there was a takana to read the Brachos and Kololos before Shavuos and before Rosh Hashanah. Those in Kisavo before Rosh Hashanah and those in Shavuos before... those in Bechukosai before Shavuos. And the idea being, Tichla Hashanah v'Kilosah, let us complete the year with its close, and as we say in the piyut, v'tachel shano birchoseh, and let the new year begin with its brachos. And the idea being that we are reassessing, redefining for ourselves our relationship to the Rabbonu Shalom, which when we unfortunately stray from that relationship, it brings upon us close, and when we adhere to that relationship, the proper way that the relationship should be kept, then we are zocha to the brachos. Prior to Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is called by Eolam Ovrim Lefanov Kivnei Maron, all the world's inhabitants pass before the Rabbonu Shalom Kivnei Maron. And on Shavuos, because we are judged on Perus Ha'ilan. And they speak about the idea that Adam, Ki Adam Eitz HaSadeh, man is compared to a tree. He's compared to a tree, the way the Maral describes it, in that his head is planted in Shamayim, and his nourishment is meant to be from there. And prior to Matan Torah, we read the Klolos of Bechukosai, because on Matan Torah, when we receive the Torah, this is that which gives us the ability to define ourselves really as a tree. Adam Eitz HaSadeh, man is comparable to a tree. Head planted in Shamayim, as his branches and boughs expand downward into this world, into the world of physicality, is based upon the nourishment of the Torah. Okay, so let's not just discuss the klolos. Let's discuss the brachos, the first part of the parsha. So there it says, "Visalachti v'sochem." I walk in your midst. Visalachti is an interesting terminology. It's almost strolling like a teul. Not v'alachti, I will walk, but v'salachti, I will meander from place to place, here to there, right? Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not meandering in the way that we meander without really any focus, but it does mean going from place to place. V'yis lachem l'okim, and I shall be for you l'okim, v'atem tiu li l'am, and you shall be for me an am. Okay, ani Hashem l'okechem. I am the Rabbonu Shalom who is my Hashgacha took you out of Eretz Yisrayim. Miyos lahem la'avadim, that you should no longer be for them avadim. Veshbor motos lachem, and I will break the yokes of your servitude that are upon you. Va'olich eschem komamius, and I will cause you to walk. Komamius is upright, totally upright. Komaskufa. And that itself has got its own issues, because Chazal teaches b'derech chal, a person should not walk with koma skufa. What is koma skufa? Totally erect. Why? Because it's a sign of, let's call it non-humility, a bit of hubris. A person strolls totally erect, head back, his thumbs, as it were, super glued to his suspenders. It's not a sign of humility. But to continue, Rashi says, "V'yislachti b'sochem atayel imachem began Eden." Rashi picks a very strange route to interpret this pasuk. "V'yislachti b'sochem, I will stroll with you began Eden." Ki echad mikem, like one of you, lo tiyum mizdazim imeni, and you will not, as it were, quiver. Right? You will not be shaken. I should say, you will not be shaken from me. Yochol lo tiru mimeni. Perhaps you'll say that you'll have no fear of me. Talmud Lomar, it says, Vayisi lachem lelukim. The pasuk completes the description. I will be for you lelukim, Dayan, etc. In others, your status of year vis-a-vis the Ribbono Shel Olam will not change. Rashi says, in komamius, as we said, bekomas skufa. So Rashi takes a very interesting route in interpreting this pasuk, as referring really to something which is not relevant, per se, to Olam Hazeh. We're talking more, you know, Olam Haba, right? I will be entirely within Gan Eden. Will be in Gan Eden, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu will stroll with us in Gan Eden. I don't think it's common that Rashi should choose that route. The Kli Yakar actually says, "V'tzalachti b'sochem pirish Rashi atayli machem b'Gan Eden." Daito, Kli Yakar is trying to explain why Rashi chose this route. I did explain it to us. We'll see there. Rishonim have other ways of explaining the pasuk. Daito lesalek me'al toraseinu hakadosha kol toinim arer haomer yesh li makom lalun loma va'achesh lo nizkar batora ikar aschar l'neshama im kein vada in koach b'mitzvos elu lahanchil oaseim aschar anafshi l'olam haba. V'tachlis asiyasam einu kiim lekabel schar v'olam hazeh. So the Kli Yakar says that Rashi was motivated to define Visalachti Besokachem in terms of the Olam Emes, in terms of the ultimate Tzchar, Olam Haba, because the Chumash never talks about Olam Haba. And this is a point that many Mefarshim bring up. Now the Ramban actually says the reason why the Chumash never talks about it, because it's Pashit, it's simple. A person has a soul, an eternal soul inside of him. Right, eternal soul inside of him. That eternal soul, of course, will continue forever. The chiddush that the Torah has to address is when, God forbid, a person is over on such a severe avera that he's have kares, that there should be a cessation of his connection, of his soul continuity. That's that the Torah needs to address, and it does address it. But that he should, that his soul should have a continuity, an eternal continuity. That's simple, says the Ramban. But even the Kli Yakar says that what motivated Rashi was because there is no other place that speaks about the Olam Haba here in the Chumash, and therefore Rashi decided to explain this pasuk as relating to Olam Haba. The Ramban, as we see over here, Vatami Salachti B'Sochem, he explains Visalachti B'Sochem. Once again, the Ramban says the Chumash does not address the issue of Olam Haba, doesn't need to. Vatami Salachti B'Sochem, Shetiya Hanhagosi B'Chem B'Forsemes, that my guidance of you in this world should be revealed, known by everyone. Kimelech mishalech bekerav machaneu, like a king who walks amongst his encampment of his people. Maspik lehem kol tzarkam, and he gives them everything that he needs, that they need. In other words, it's talking about Hashem's intense hashkacha pratis vis-a-vis the Jewish people here in Olam Hazeh. That's the Ramban. It's not interesting going Rashi's derech. Rav Yosef Bechor Shor, also one of the Rishonim. Misalachti b'sochem, keshetishkenu ani ashkoni machem. When you're at rest, when you're dwelling, excuse me. Pardon me. Ani ashkoni machem. I will be at rest with you. Keshetelchem yimakom lamakom, and we will go from place to place. Once again, this is a concept of Shechina, but the concept of Shechina as it is manifest here in Olam Hazeh. But Yisi Lachem Lelokim, interestingly enough, says Rav Yosef Bechor Shor, Ledayan, to do what? Not to keep you in line, you'll be Beseder. Linkom Nikmaschem, to take the vengeance against those as were have risen up against you, Arkamim Aleichem. Atem Tuli La'am, Sheomar kol am and olam, the whole world will say, Elu vadai nikar behem shehem am moshal kodesh baruch hu. The Jewish people are recognizable as being the people of Hashem. Fine. dare say though, Nilani is daiti. Shein kavanosa shorashi the farsh is aschar lo mabo. The Kliyaka said he was coming to answer or to supply us with a proof to Olam Haba written in the Chumash. I think Rashi, I mean, he's not shying away from that, but I think that what Rashi is addressing, really, is that he wants to show us the connection between Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Look at what it says over here in the Bala Turim. Vishalachti, on our Pasuk. Find two in the Masorah, Vishalachti. Vishalachti v'sochem, Vishalachti v'amitecha. I will walk in your truth. Vishuchs, Vishalachti v'amitecha, Vishalachti v'sochem. Says the Bala Turim, the two Vishalachtis, one Vishalachti is in the way that we conduct ourselves, following Hashem's truth in this world, and there's another Vishalachti that's in our parsha here, one in Tehillim and one in our parsha, Vishalachti v'sochem. Says the Bal Turim, Bishchus Vishalachti v'amitecha Vishalachti v'sochem. One is a function of the other. And I think that's the point that Rashi wishes to address, really. Okay? Let's draw more. The Tzroha Mor says, Nira Shaschar Haganuz Latzadikim, Hu Lahaloch Im Hashem Haloch Venasoa. The Schar that is Ganuz for the Tzadikim is that they constantly travel with Hashem. Vede Ma'ala Gdola Ba'odam. This is an incredible loftiness. Ke Amfilu Melech Wasav Adam in Adam Shalit Lahaloch Im Hu Holech. But there are called, when the king is walking, everybody stands at attention. They don't walk with the king. Vafilu ha-mishneh. Him the mishneh al-melech. Right? Everybody else is omnim. They're not going to walk with him. But afilu im mi shu mishneh al-melech. Afilu ha-mishneh ino holech v'shave imo. Even if he's the mishneh al-melech, he's this viceroy of the king, he doesn't walk right next to him. Misachem at, he's a step behind him. Machrei ha-melech. And therefore, in the Haftorah for Hanukkah, for Baloscha, the story of Yehoshua Kohen Gadol, Yehoshua Atzadik, the Kohen Gadol, from the Sefer Zechariah, there he stands in the heaven in his vision, and Hashem tells him, I will give you Mahalchim, I'll give you the ability to walk, Beno Omdi Ma'elu. Who are the Omdim? The Malachim. You'll walk, they stand. They can't go any further. Kidachsiv Srafim Omdi Mimalo. Vizel his halech lefonai. Right? Uvizatiya Tomim Yosim in Amalachim. This is now he's addressing. This pasuk is talking about Avraham Avinu. His halech lefonim hey esomim. Kabi brismila. The chol ze besibas. Shehim holchim im Hashem bechayem zochim laloch imo achramisa. So there is a clear link. Right, there is a clear link to the halicha that we conduct ourselves with in this world, and that brings to our ability to stroll together with the Rabbono Shalom in the world of truth. Halicha, halicha. Now let's see the beginning of our parsha. Im bechukosai teleichu, nachon? Im bechukosai teleichu v'yetzav society shmuru v'asisem osam. Says Rashi, v'im bechukosai teleichu. Yokol ze kiyum mitzvos. What does it mean, bechukosai tilechu? Does it mean that you keep the mitzvos? Kishu omer ves mitzvosai tishmru, which is the end of the pasuk. Hare kiyum mitzvos. That's talking about kiyum mitzvos. Mani mekayim im bechukosai tilechu shetiyu amelim batorah. To toil in Torah. What does that mean, to toil in Torah? I mean, obviously it means to put effort into Torah. Put it into Torah to understand, put effort into Torah to remember, to put effort into Torah to struggle to see how it applies. But there's a little bit more also. All that is all true. None of that is not true. All of that is completely true. That's the Melos B'Torah. But Rashi, I think, is telling more than that. And we'll see in the Sfasemis in just a moment. The Medrash says, Yibikul Chosai Kelechu. Our pasuk, who dechsiv, shavti drachai v'ashiv raglai eli dosecha. I thought, I made a cheshbon where I was going to go, and I turned my feet el idrasecha, to being your witness. Amar David, Rebbe Shlomo, v'chol yom v'yom mayisi mechashiv v'omer l'makom ploni v'lebeis dira ploni sani holech. V'hayu raglai mivios osi l'bate knesios abate midrashos v'tichziv ashiv raglai idrasecha. So it sounds like David Melch every day got up in the morning and, you know, okay, where should I go? Should I go to the stock market? Should I go to the trading floor? Should I go to check my account in the bank? Should I go, you know, the pool parlor? But that's obviously ridiculous. He obviously had someplace choshev to go, someplace important to go. But nonetheless, the first place he wound up going, his legs, as it were, took him to the Beis HaMedrash and the Beis HaKnesses. About the Knesset, about the Midrashos. About the Knesset, about the Midrash. So even though he obviously was doing something important, he was trying to do something important, but there had to be a prologue to everything that was done is the Beis HaKnesset and the Beis HaMedrash. And from there, we can continue on. It's not that he never got out of the Beis HaKnesset, the Beis HaMedrash, because obviously these things were important. They had to be done by him. These were obviously mitzvos of overos, mitzvos that whose time period to be fulfilled them were necessary to be done by him and only within a certain amount of time. But nonetheless, they needed a prelude of the Beis HaKnesset and the Beis HaMedrash. We still also don't understand what does it mean. What are these Eidos Secha? These testimonies. How is he testimony? What sort of testimony is this? So this was Emes. B'Medrash. This is a theme that we find in the Sfasemis over and over and over and over, and I can't say it many times as is necessary. Throughout the Sfasemis, you find this theme everywhere. That every experience, every object, everything in the world, has the nekuda, is the point of Hashem's will embedded inside of it. That's its source, right? And it is willing, it is waiting to be revealed. And in addition, Sfasem says also, not here, other places, that inside every yid is Hashem's presence. And it's as though we go around with a magnet as we travel from place to place, revealing the light that's embedded in, once again, in every experience, in every object, in every relationship. What is it, the will of Hashem, that needs to be revealed over here? So, and that brings out in us, the way he says it very interestingly on the Nusach of the Bracha, Asher Kedishado B'mitzvosav, every time I Birchas HaMitzvos, Hashem has sanctified us with Kedushas HaMitzvah. It's already inside of us. Vesivanu, and he gave us a tzivu, he gave us a particular mitzvah to do in order to cause that to be revealed. So as we travel from place to place, from object, from experience to experience, to relationship, and we march according to the beat of Hashem's drum, his presence inside of us causes the light to rise up from the given objects, experiences, etc. That is, umasha adam nikra mahalech lios moshech chiyuso yisbarach v'chol davar, to draw out the innermost life force of Hashem's will that's found in every thing, experience, object, etc. De'a machshava kodem kol davar, aydeze yuchal limtso nekuda mitish shebechol davar. You have to think about what you're doing. You have to be conscious. Edosecha, hu habirur shetzorech lios adam aid levar lehoid ki akol meshem yisbarach kanal. In other words, when I relate, these are reko v'shiva, right? To testify to you as a Jew marches the beat of the drum of the Torah and goes from place to place, object to object, experience to experience, relation to relationship, and he deals with them through the lens of the Torah, and the Torah has what to say about every experience, every object, every relationship, as he deals with it through the lens of the Torah, he's testifying that in everything is Hashem's will. It just needs to be revealed. On now, but the Knesios was alone with the Hachnis HaKol Toch HaKlau. Shalius Nifrad, Mishor Shchius, Shemechaya Kol Kanal. Or Otzem Be'odem Hu HaBitol Be'emes. And Kol. Kol HaSkel V'chol Da'as El Rotzem Hashem Yisborach. The Bate Knesses and the Bate Medrash. The Beit HaKnesses is the place of where the Jewish people join together in Tefillah. Tefillah is the canvas upon which the Jew paints the portrait of Torah in his life. David HaMelech, before he engaged in any mitzvah, anything that he had to do, he always went to the Beit HaKnesses to bring everything back to the Shoresh Hachius, to remember what the big picture is about, the kol. It's the kol in terms of Hashem's presence in the world. That's part of what a person has to come to grips with as he's mispal, if he stands before the Borei Olam. And also to be connected to all the different parts of Klal Yisrael, because that's what happens in the Beis HaKnesses. Jews come together in order to define their relationship, not just their individual relationships, but their relationship as a klal with the Ribbono Shel'olam. So wherever David HaMelech went, it always required the prologue of the Beis HaKnesses, which defines our canvas, both in terms of our relationship with the Creator and our relationship to one another. And then, as he says, V'shzeu she'omar b'chukosai, k'shetiu ha'melim v'torah sh'lolios, kavona salimu leidav l'hasig. Going to the Beis HaMedrash, the Amelus, he adds a new Nakuda here. It's not just enough to struggle to know. It's not just enough to struggle to understand. The struggle is to know that it's endless. And that every time I come to a level of comprehension, is to realize that there's a new vista that is yet not comprehended by me. That I realize that the Torah is my connection to Hashem, and Hashem has no end. He has no end. And therefore, every step that I take, every piece that I comprehend, brings me to the realization that I have to take another step, and another step, and another step. To always go the step further into that which is right now an unknown frontier for me. Amelus b'Torah is the yegia to be mevatel one's das to that which he doesn't yet understand. I once heard from Rosh Hashmira many, many years ago. Chazal say, yeah, that a zaken is zek kona chokma. It's a notrikon. Contraction, zekona, what kona chachma? He says, what do you pay in order to purchase chachma? You pay not just with your hours, not just with your effort, but you pay with the willingness to give your preconceived notion of the way things should be, and I will accept it. Perhaps I don't know the full truth. Let me hear the day of the Torah. That's Amal B'Torah. Amal B'Torah. This is in B'chukosai Teleichu. B'chukosai Teleichu, Amelus B'Torah. But as the Medrash tells us, this comes in conjunction to always going to the Beis HaKnesses first, always going to the Beis HaMedrash first before you do anything. To the Beis HaKnesses, to remember to gather together the canvas upon which you're going to paint this infinite picture, this weave, this infinite tapestry that's going to come through your Torah. At the Beis HaKnesses, you strengthen your connection to Ribbono Shel Olam, you strengthen your connection to the other parts of Klal Yisrael, you go to the Beis HaMedrash and understand that what I've understood until now is not the end of the line, and I will again understand further, and that will bring me to a new rung, and a new rung, and a new rung. That's the ultimate Amelus for Torah. Says the Sfasemis, another Nakuri here as well. The Gemara and the Vodazara brings Tanaz Velio, Lolom Yasim Adam Atzmo al Divrei Torah, Kishor la Ol Vachamor la Masui. Person should make himself like a shore, like an ox carrying the yoke, and like a chamor who's carrying his burden. Says the Sfasemis, Al Yideha Adam, Shenema Mahalech. Person's called a Mahalech. Right? We stroll the earth. We, as it were, reveal Hashem's will. Once again, as we said before, Sfasemistic. In every object, every experience, every relationship, through the lens of the Torah. Everything a person comes into contact with, he's like a chamor, he carries it. He carries it, he brings that back to its source. He doesn't just leave it the way it is. He transforms it and carries it on his back like the chamor. The shor la'ol u'mashe meshabit atzmo lios nimshach acharotzen aborei. G'chamor la'masa u'lisa imo gam kol abruyim asher imis alim al yidei adam. Person is meant to be kishor la'ol, kachamor la'masui, to accept further all, and he can understand something now through the lens of the Torah, through Hashem's will that I didn't understand before. I'm willing to accept that burden and plow onward and onward and onward until 120. And as I conquer my dealings with objects, experiences, some pleasant and some we should always be spared, some difficult, but as I conquer them using the lens of the Torah, they become mine. I put them on my back, and I carry them to their ultimate return, back to Shemayim. I'm both like the Chamor, and, as it were, like the Shor. Let's go a step further. And with this, I think we'll conclude. This is from Rav Chaim Friedlander in Sefer Emunah v'Hashgacha, which acts as a collection. It was taken from his Shiurim. Here is the word is being mitamtzet. He's synopsizing rather long section in the Ramchal, the Das Turos. The sofo shel davar gam hanhoges hamishpat hamechusim mibnei adam v'gam hanhoges hamazal ha'ne'lemes tachlis habria yizgalu ta'ameim v'siboseim le'ein kol la'asid lavo. Ultimately, a Kodesh Baruch Hu will reveal what was the underlying truth in every experience. Experiences were based upon his mishpat. Experiences were based upon, that Hagas HaMazal, another which is the shoresh of the Bria, the juggernaut of creation as it traveled towards its conclusion. Whether it was influenced by man's deeds or whether it's part of an order that was set into motion at the very beginning of creation. So many things are ununderstandable to us, and even things that we think are understandable, we don't understand the full depth. The main schar of all of above, Yemos Mashiach and Chayolam above, will be the revelation of everything we did and we experienced in this world. That's why Olam Haba is called Olam Haba. It should really be called Olam Hahu. This, once again, I heard from Rav Moshe Shapir, Zechatzadik Lebracha. Olam Haba, if you wanted it to be parallel to the terminology Olam Hazeh, it should be Zeh and Hu, this and that. Not this and the one to come. But precisely that's the point. It comes from this world. And that is our Iker Schar, is the understanding, layer after layer after layer, of everything that we saw, we did, we experienced, we witnessed. We related about our God forbid, right? Hashem should spare us, but we did suffer. The greatest sufferings of the individual and the tragic episodes of the Jewish people, everything will be explained. And see how it's part of the truth to reveal Hashem's presence in the world, and that it was all Tov. That's Olam Haba comes from Olam Hazeh. It is above the Olam Hazeh. So I think that's perhaps the point that Rashi was trying to point out. V'salachti besochachem to tell us that he will stroll with us in Gan Eden, from place to place, reliving the experiences, but on the level of understanding, and our connection to him will deepen and deepen, and the experience will become sweeter and sweeter as our attachment to Hashem is forged through those things that we did, those things that we saw, those things that we experienced, right, in Olam Hazeh. Our struggles, hopefully our triumphs, that will be our Olam Haba. So that's what, that which is Rashi trying to point out. V'yisfalachti b'sochachem is generated from imbichukosai teilechu. He's not just coming to point out the nature of the of Olam Haba, but rather to show us how Olam Haba is generated from Olam Hazeh. It's a point to ponder. We have to remind ourselves sometimes that Olam Haba is not an indiscriminate handing out of candies by the proverbial candy man. Olam Haba is what we did with Olam Hazeh. As we've said many times before, on the pasuk in Noach, Eloh told us, Noach, Noach, ish tzadik tamim yom b'dorosav es el kim yishalach Noach. And Rashi says, what do you mean? These are the toldos of Noach, really the toldos of Noach. Why are you talking about his righteousness? The toldos of Noach are shem cham v'yachas. But no, says Rashi, b'kan t'ikar toldosim shel tzadikim ma'aseim. The main progeny of a person in his lifetime are not his children, though they are a blessing. There's no question, right? They are his deeds. He gives birth to himself. Remember it. We're in the process of giving our birth to ourselves. We are traveling from Bichukosai Teilechu to Be'ez Hashem Yisalachti B'Sochachem. Have a good Shabbos. Be well.